Someone said, self-discipline and self-motivation are joined at the hip. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Self-discipline and self-motivation are joined at the hip. They said, why is that? And then they answered, when you practice self-discipline, you feel like you are in control of your life. You feel content and motivated because you are moving toward your goals. Well, what a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful thing to do. Taking self-discipline and self-motivation and using those as tools to accomplish whatever the goal is in your heart. What is the goal in your heart? What is it that you feel content and motivated for because you're moving toward your goals? What are your goals? Are your goals many things? Well, if you're a human being, they certainly are. If you're a divine being, your goal is to be yourself and have fun. But that's a good goal for a human being too. Yeah, but a human being and being yourself and having fun doesn't really stop and think who themselves is and what having fun is. They think being themselves is having their own way, and having fun is doing something that they're not supposed to be doing. Well, this is not the truth. This is not the truth. When we practice self-discipline, you feel like you're in control of your life. When you are in charge of your thoughts, you're in control of your life. Now, how am I in charge of my thoughts? Well, let's just take the thought of being a successful person. Now, a successful person is a person who is abundant. It's the person who has the abundance to accomplish whatever they choose to do. A successful person is a happy person. A successful person is a person who is very self-disciplined, and the motivation of success is something very important to them, and so they have to keep their attention focused on being self-disciplined, on their motivation. So when we practice this self-discipline, we feel like we're in control of our life. We feel content and motivated because we are moving toward our goals. Every time we think a thought about our goal, we have a happy attitude about it. What goal might you have? Well, let's just take the goal of being successful, like we have said. All right, how are you going to be successful? In what area? Are you going to be successful as a business person, as a parent, as a human being? How are you going to be successful? Well, let's take those two concepts that we said, be yourself and have fun, and look at that. Now, be yourself. How could you be successful at being yourself? What does it mean to be yourself? To be yourself, does that mean that you are going contrary to what the world expects? Quite the opposite. To be yourself means you are going 100% in the direction that the world wants you to go. But I have looked at the world. Hey, what is the world out there that you have created, and how does it want you to go? Does your world want you to be a success? Does your world want you to be happy? Does your world want you to experience every good and wonderful thing? Well, that's the kind of world I create. Now, is that what you want? Is that what your world wants? To be yourself? To have every wonderful thing happening in your world? To be yourself means that your finest and most ideal self is expressing 100% of the time. And it expresses 100% of the time because that is what I'm thinking about 100% of the time. I'm thinking about how wonderful my life is, how wonderful I am, how when I talk to people, they smile and they say, gee, it's nice to talk to you. I feel a good vibration, a good attitude when I talk to you. And when you talk to people, they say, your wisdom is just outstanding. Thank you. And when I talk to people, they say, your unconditional love is so obviously, so obvious, it's so wonderful. Oh, I'd like to have that kind of unconditional love. And they do, of course, because they couldn't recognize it in you if they didn't have it. But that's because you recognized it in them that they have it. Now, recognize in all your world everyone with unconditional love. Recognize everyone in your world as the most outstanding, the most glorious, the most fulfilling, the most exciting being that could ever be, because that's you. That's whatever you see, that's your reflection. A reflection of you. All the world is your mirror. Okay, now, be yourself. Be loving, be honorable, be truthful, be sincere, be uplifting, be supportive. See the good in everything as in you first. See the joy in everything. See the harmony in everything. See the, oh, just see all that is so wonderful. That's what you are. Be yourself. Isn't that what you are? Isn't that what you really are? I think so. That's what I am, I know. Be myself and have fun. Now, let's look at having fun just for a moment. Does having fun mean you're doing something that's illegal, immoral, or fattening? That's the term that they like to use. Hardly. Having fun is doing everything that makes the world just a little more fun, a little more exciting. Having fun is doing something that is just so enjoyable that it makes your heart tickle. Having fun is going around and being a blessing to all the world and being the smile to all the world. I like to tell the story of my mother all the time. My mother always had a smile on her face. She would go here and there talking to friends and neighbors and speaking at various organizations where she was a speaker, and she did many wonderful things. And people would come up to her afterwards and say, Ella, you're fantastic. You always have a smile on your face. You always have a smile on your face. They don't say, yeah, I know you got problems, I know you got worries, I know you got things that disturb you, but you always have a smile on your face. They don't say that. They don't think of problems, worries, or things that might disturb her. They only see the smile. And they say, Ella, you always have a smile on your face. And like mother, like son, I always have a smile on my face. And I always go around and see all the good in everybody and the happiness in everybody and the joy in everybody. And this for me, is the ultimate of having fun. Yes, it really is. Self-discipline and self-motivation, they're joined right at the hip, like this person said. Why is that? When you practice self-discipline, you feel like you are in control of your life. And being self-disciplined over being yourself and having fun, you're in control of your life. Being yourself and having fun, you're in control of your life. Being yourself and having fun, you're in control of your life. You're practicing self-discipline of being yourself and having fun. That self-discipline that is the recognition of who and what you are. How glorious that is. And you feel content and motivated because you're moving toward your goals of being yourself and having fun. Make this your goal today, as I make it my goal every day. Make this your experience in life, as I make it my experience in life every day. And watch how wonderful it is, because how wonderful you are. Yes. Self-discipline and self-motivation are joined at the hip, and be yourself and have fun is the result of living a fulfilled, self-disciplined life where you are in control of your life, and you feel content and motivated because you are the result of your thought.